So at the highest level, you might say the original condition of karma is that of freedom, in which each one is able to express according to the specificity of the Divine's will in him or in her. And whatever becomes out of this movement is harmonious. So the original karma of everyone is not binding anybody. It is free. That is why Isha Upanishad says, na karma lipyate nare. Na karma lipyate nare. The karma does not bind the individual. This is the true truth of karma. Although we say that karma bandhan, karma binds, but originally, truly, in its pure condition, the karma does not bind. Karma is a free self-expression of the Divine, manifesting specifically through each individual in a harmonious manner, so that the totality is a wonderful unity. This is the original condition. Karma is an expression of freedom. And because of that reason, even when the karma goes farther on and on in this movement, in a long train, at more and more subordinate levels, even when you have left the original station of becoming, and you move forward with the becoming more and more, it is like an express train. The karma is like an express train. And each one of us is moving the train, you might say. And as each one moves on and on, one becomes so much engrossed in the movement that one might forget the original story. So even if you forget the original story, what remains in our hands is the movement of the train and ourselves in the train. This continues. Now we can think that we ourselves, all of us, are of that kind. We have started the journey in a state of freedom and in perfect harmony with each other, but after its initial movement, we have been moving in a train of karma. And at a given time, we become absorbed in karma so much that we happen to forget the original starting point. So you might say, we have forgotten the original starting point. All of us have forgotten the original starting point. So we are now aware only of this movement of the train now and our present condition in the train. Now, in that condition, you feel as if the movement is imposed on you. You can't come out of the train. You can't jump out of the train, as it were. You are already in the train, because that is the movement in which you are already engaged. That is why we feel as if karma binds you. You can't come out of it. And we feel as it were we are dragged into the movement of the train and we can't escape it. Now it is at this point that if you know the original story, we can deal with what is happening to us much more effectively. There are three things which are happening just now to us. One is the movement of the train in which we are already settled, which we call the present circumstances in which we are located. That is our train. The circumstance in which we are located is our train. And these circumstances are moving forward, in which we find ourselves seated and incapable of throwing ourselves out of it. So that is the first thing that we experience, namely the train in which we are, the circumstances in which we are located. Second is the direction of the train. The thread of that circumstance. And third is our own experience of this train and the direction of the train. And this experience can be of varied kind. One experience of it would be experience of helplessness. We feel as if circumstances are so overwhelming that you cannot escape from them. The direction in which the circumstances are leading, they are beyond your control. You can do nothing about it. You are just being pushed. In that helpless condition, you go on reacting to what is happening. And every reaction you count to be your action. The second condition in which you can experience this very thing is that you may enjoy it, what is happening. You don't feel helplessness about it, but you are enjoying it. Many people enjoy their circumstances in which they are late. Somebody suddenly becomes a prime minister and feels that something great has happened in his life, and one enjoys it. One is born in a situation which is very favorable. One enjoys it. There is one another kind of experience of the same of circumstances. Another one is in which one feels unhappy about it. One even feels suffocated in the circumstances which are given to an individual. Another in which one feels that one is responsible for everything that is happening to him. These are some of the varied ways in which we react to the circumstances in which we are. Now, we are not aware of a deeper truth that basically whatever is happening is a result of the original will that was put into your circumstances by you. By you means by the divine in you. This we are not aware of because we have forgotten. As a result of this, if you can become aware and really put a will then you can change the whole movement. This is what is called in philosophy the relationship between Purusha and Prakriti. You are, as a one who has will, is Purusha. The energy which is working out that will is Prakriti. So what is happening is a resultant of the will that is put forward. Will is the karma. So whatever is the karma, it results in the consequences which are appropriate to that karma. So if you want to change the consequence, then we have to go back and to will differently. And if you put a pressure of a new will, then other things will automatically work out in due course. It may take time, because the past energies are still at work. Your past will is still working. So if you want to change it, it will take little time, but you can change it. So the circumstance which was found to be a prison at one stage now begins to be felt as if it is a self-made prison. It is not as if imposed on you, but it is something which you have created around you. and which you can change according to your will. Now, in dealing with the will, therefore, you can start with any of the three ends. You can start with what is happening to you now. You can start with the circumstance as a whole, or you can start with your inner will. There are three ends which are available to us. One is the event which is occurring now in our life. Whatever event is occurring now in our life is the one end in which we are entangled, you might say. The second is the circumstance in which that event is taking place. The third is your inner will, which is involved in the circumstance and in the event which is occurring. These are three ends of the whole situation. You can deal with all the three at the same time, you can deal with one of them, two of them, according to whatever you are capable of at the given moment.